Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of around 50. Called Operation Smackdown, members of the Kenosha Drug Operations Unit executed 6 search warrants and 15 arrest warrants over a 2-day period, taking 17 people into custody. According to a KDOG news release, the operation began in March and concluded today with the goal of coordinating arrests over multiple geographic areas to impede the sale of heroin and opiates, reduce heroin overdose deaths, and reduce the violence associated with drug trafficking. As a result of the smackdown, over 250 felony charges have been issued, mainly for delivery of controlled substances and felons in possession of firearms. Various quantities of heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and mushrooms were seized, along with 7 firearms. Similar arrests were also made in Racine, Milwaukee, and other counties in southeast Wisconsin. Everyone is rolling up their sleeves, according to Mount Pleasant Village Administrator Kurt Wallen, to make sure no more homes along the Lake Michigan shoreline and Lake Park are lost to the erosion that is eating away at the bluffs in the area. One home has already been demolished because the land under it fell away. Representatives of the state DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers visited the sites this week, and Wallen says they know something needs to be done, and soon. He said sections of shoreline will have to be reinforced, and he expects a study will be needed to determine what else will be necessary to stop the erosion.
When you and I talk about studies, the first thing that jumps in our mind is this will take forever and be very involved. But I think the Army Corps senses the urgency of the matter, and it'll be a very quick study, and that'll give us our plan, and then we'll start putting the plan into action.
Another issue that will have to be determined is who will pay for the work. 10 to 12 houses are currently in danger of being undermined. Rising lake levels are being blamed for accelerating the erosion along the bluffs. Some 30 years after its creation, the man with a vision for Racine's lakefront, including a marina, is now memorialized with a new sign that reads Len Zolkowski Harbor Park in honor of the Lake County Executive, a move initiated by current County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. Following a short ceremony to unveil the sign along Christopher Columbus Causeway, speeches were made inside the Reef Point Brewhouse restaurant. Former County Executive Gene Jacobson remembered how the Marina Harbor project cost Zolkowski re-election, but he showed up for the dedication.
It was a very cold and rainy day, but filled with excitement. But Len was there, and he even said a few words. He said, "We have forever changed the way this harbor looks, but also the way we think about ourselves and the economic impact of Lake Michigan." He said it was decided that the county would be by sea and the city by land. There have been so many times when lesser people would have thrown their hands and quit.
The gathering included a few surviving members of the county board when that final vote was taken to allow construction of both Reef Point Marina and what is now Len Zolkowski Harbor Park. A sizable power outage in northeast Racine County affecting almost 7,000 We Energy's customers in parts of northern Racine, along with Caledonia and Mount Pleasant. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
A Racine County Sheriff's deputy said that he learned it was a raccoon that caused the problem, something a utility spokesman confirmed to WRJN News this morning. The problem, starting just before 12:30 in the morning, it lasted just under 3 hours. It led, though, to law enforcement having to check traffic lights and deploying stop signs where needed, also responding to numerous alarms which were triggered. And there was also at least one rescue run in the city of Racine involving someone on oxygen who called for help. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks have agreed to pay wages of at least $12 per hour, increasing to $15 by 2023 for service sector jobs at the new downtown arena and related facilities, and to hire union-represented employees and union signatory subcontractors. The agreement also launches a program that will require at least 50% of employees in the arena district to live in City of Milwaukee zip codes with high unemployment. A week from tomorrow will be the 5th edition of the Color Run along Racine's lakefront, and there will be a couple of minor changes. This year, the event has a tropical island theme, complete with different colors, scenery, music, arches, and, of course, palm trees. Both the festival and finish line will also be set up in the parking lot for Gateway Technical College, a move to try to protect the new environmental features along Pershing Drive. There's more information online at thecolorrun.com/locations/racine.wi. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.